Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post reported a study where the authors noted that patients should attain all objective criteria goals prior to returning to sport after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. Professional athlete who fails to meet the functional criteria for return to sport or who has a low hamstring to quadriceps ratio is at greater risk for an anterior cruciate ligament graft rupture. Our second post reported a study where the authors found that a clinician needs to recognize that sex, competitive level, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or learning disorder may influence SCAT-3 scores. A medical professional could use normative conversion tables if they lack baseline scores and may not need to worry about practice effects with the SCAT-3, except when retesting an athlete within 7 days. If we take a closer look at that first post, we see that the authors noticed that 26 out of 158 male professional athletes suffered an anterior cruciate ligament graft rupture, while 11 athletes suffered contralateral ACL ruptures. Over 60% of the graft ruptures occurred within the first 6 months after returning to sport. An increased graft rupture risk was identified among athletes who did not attain all 6 discharge criteria or who had decreased hamstring to quadricep ratios. Over half of the graft ruptures occurred in patients who were not fully discharged by their surgeon. The findings of this study are interesting because the authors show that an objective set of return to sport criteria may be associated with anterior cruciate ligament injury risk after an ACL reconstruction. However, it would be interesting to know whether or not the lack of meeting certain criteria was driven by patient qualities. What I mean by that is motivation, fear, and compliance factors may differ between those who meet the return to play criteria or those who don't. The authors note that early return to sport may be linked to an increased risk of anterior cruciate ligament graft rupture because the graft ruptures tended to occur relatively early after injury in relationship to return to sport. Interestingly, this is one of the first research projects to prospectively evaluate the role of hamstrings in possibly protecting the graft upon return to sport. These authors collected graft type, but it would be worth investigating further to see if graft site was affiliated with strength changes. Ultimately, as clinicians, we should focus more on the successful attainment of objective criteria rather than getting patients to as good as we can get because we may be setting the patient up for failure. On social media this week, there was some discussion about why would somebody be returning to play without attaining all the functional goals. And it's important to keep in mind that some of this might be patient-driven, where they are pushing themselves to return to play perhaps sooner than they would like. As noted in the article, a lot of these injuries were occurring in individuals who were not fully discharged by their surgeon. Alternatively, some people may hold the idea that after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, in order to get that last 5 or 10% of your strength back, you need to be playing those activities to get that last bit back. However, the study is suggesting that that might not be a good idea, that prior to them returning to play, we should ensure that the patient meets all of the functional criteria. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was the British Journal of Sports Medicine's virtual conference on return to play. And if you're an athlete trainer who's looking to get an early start with evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the posts we discussed, and the virtual conference on our podcast website. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.